Blog Talk Radio.
I am.
Salaam alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yeah, I was wondering. I didn't hear anything. I said, well, I guess maybe y'all hadn't came on yet, so I was just on hold. I made sure my mute was on. That's why I didn't say nothing at first. I had to take my mute off.
Well, the bill trying to get on it. They kicked me. I was on it off, and they kicked me off. So I called him. Now he's trying to get to the board now.
Okay, so y'all trying to start up now?
Yeah. So.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. I'm on, man. Y'all get a chance. Come on. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to still keep it on mute because I got the grandbabies with me right now.
Okay.
All right. All right. All right.
Can't hear you. Are you on? Can't hear you. Are you on?
This is Rachel. I'm on. I just now can hear y'all.
Okay. Now I'm talking to you. Hold on for a second. We trying to get to y'all, but we might have some technical difficulty trying to get through. Jabril is trying to get. But who else is on the line? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Anybody else is there? I don't have the board pulled up.
No, nigga, I'm still on here, Shay. I had to call back in. My grandbaby pressed the off button, but I'm back in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I don't have the board up, and Jabril is trying to get to the board. But those who out there can hear me. I'm just going to start off with a prayer. It's called the Fatiha. It's called the opening chapter. Alhamdulillah, Amin. Oh, Rahman, Rahim, Amin. Ya kana budu wa ya kana sin. Okay. So tulatin amdo Amin. So we know our speaker is Chinua Luamani. He was a strong advocate against injustice against the Native Americans. And that he maintained his traditional proposition and also even understand another language. So what is about self-independence and self-determination is that y'all, you know, we keep saying this over and over and over and over again, and that y'all trying to say, why don't you change the topic? Reason why are we not trying to change the topic, because it's such an important topic to keep going over. Because if you do not have these things, then you do not have any rights. And if you don't have any rights, people can do anything they want to you. So that's why we want to keep saying this topic over and over again of self-determination and independence. Self-determination, the definition to my understanding is that you are self-dependent. And you're not lying to anyone but yourself, not the government or anyone else but you. And not saying you don't need any help from people, but you know the tricks of the government. When you ask anything from them, majority of them, they will find to always have a trick of wanting something from you, and it's not always a good thing when they ask for something from you. So that's why we always trying to tell people about self-determination and independence. And because when you're independent, it means that you have a right to do basically what you want to do, and that is to determine your own political structure, you know, your own language, your own culture, your own job, and, you know, and they can't tell you who to, you know, who to work for and how to work and what to work for. This is what self-determination independence does. And when you're independent, we have independent structures, you can also employ who you want, when you want, and how you want. And they can't tell you that. And not only that, you have political rights, and, you know, and they can't take it away from you. Understand the state has a right and obligation to protect you. But you must understand the rights, how they want to protect you. And, you know, if you don't demand the rights, then they're not going to give you the money. So with that said, I don't know how many people on the phone or listening, but this is your show, and the employer will listen to, you know, to chime in and give us your input, you know, where you from, what you're concerned, and, you know, so I would like to hear that from you.
All right. Thank you so much. Can you hear me out there?
I can hear you.
You can hear me? Okay, great. We were having some audio difficulty on this end, and I think we about got that squared away. Okay, we got a few callers. We are ready to open the line up for callers. We can take callers now, 505, area code 3576, last 4 digits.
This is Geraldine. I'm from Six Nations, Mohawk, and I'd like to comment on the independence. I remember when I was a young child, young person, and remembering that all our people had to leave the reservation, go work in New York, iron working all week and stay away from their families and stuff. And I asked my dad, I said, why do all these people have to leave the reservation and go somewhere? He said, because there's no jobs here. There's nothing to support our people here. This is why they have to do this. So I told him at a young age of 12, I told him, I said, well, if people pool their monies together, they can bring something back to the reservation where our people don't have to leave and go someplace to provide for their families. And here I left the reservation at 17. And some years later, I went back to the reservation to visit. And here they had start building up their place with gas station, grocery store, hospital, dentist. And that's what I'm saying. When you pull your stuff together and get people's ideas and bring people together, you can build on your own without the Washita people interfering in our project and what we want to do in life. We can't let them walk over us and say what we can and what we cannot do. We have to take charge of that if we're going to make it. I'm out.
Thank you, Geraldine. We appreciate that. Welcome to the show. And this is so true, and this is what we are trying to get our people to see, is that we have to stand up for ourselves. We have to make it for ourselves. This is being independent. You know, we either going to be independent or we're going to be dependent. So.
Hey, Gabriel.
Hey, Oyate.
Yeah, it's me. Yeah. Hey, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. Welcome to the show. I'm doing good, man. Can't complain about
right.
it.
Yeah, right. Hey, you know, you guys open the show every day. Throughout the show, you talk about your independent effort. So, and, you know, you recommend that independence and everything, but how do you go about getting this? You know, I think that's the question that needs to be answered for some people who don't know.
Yeah,
and you know, and the basic thing that you're going to have to do, whoever you are, any nation can demand their independence under international law, and so that's the point right there. You've got to proceed under international law. You've got to know these international laws to get your independence. And you remember I sent you a whole copy of a covenant with the international laws in it pertaining to independence?
Yes.
I think that's what needs to be brought out maybe once on every show or so people can know what their rights are under international law. You have a right to you declare your independence under international law. And there's one, I don't have it in front of me, but there's one law in there that states that to be recognized as an independent nation state, not just an independent nation state, to be recognized as an independent nation state, you merely have to recognize yourself. So if you and two or three other people or whatever got together and said, you know, we're declaring an independent nation state for our people here, then you are an independent nation state. And whether other countries recognize you or not, or even the United States under international law, doesn't diminish that or disqualify you as being an independent nation state. And so there's a bunch of international laws that you can bring out to the people occasionally, and so they know, you know, how could they proceed to do this if they wanted to do it.
Right.
Anyway, I'll turn it back to you. Yeah.
Well, most definitely glad you brought that out. That these are some of the fine points in which we're trying to touch on. We recommended that the people, you know, make a start by reading and what are the rights of indigenous people, and then what are the rights of nation states, and they can become familiar with these. So we definitely want to keep going over some things. We had did some readings in a couple of shows where we went over the rights of nation states and the rights of indigenous people under international law, and shared some international treaties and declarations with our listening audience. Why? Because we want them to become familiar. So we all give reference to something, and we're still studying and going through the one that we were working on together. Why? Because most of our people, a lot of our people are illiterate, cannot read. Or their reading is on, comprehension is on the elementary school level. And this is an epidemic proportion across the country.
Yeah.
We do understand that. And so us that can read it and understand it, try to advocate and educate the people who want to move forward with this.
Yeah. Well, I haven't got.
I appreciate you bringing that out.
Yeah. I haven't got, you know, like all your shows, just a few of them recently. But, you know, if people go to research their rights under, you know, the indigenous rights of people or whatever, like international law, they're probably not going to find these international laws, these specific international laws that pertain to independence, like we have in the covenant.
Yes.
That's why I say you should bring it out once in a while so they know that there's an international law that pertains to them, and this is what you can do. You can apply that to your situation, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Most definitely. And that's something so important, so that people have a better understanding of what we mean, what we're talking about when we discuss these issues of independence and self-determination. I think our last few shows we did touch on international rights of indigenous people. I think we used the American rights of indigenous people. They're very similar, the American rights of indigenous people, the UN Declaration on Rights of Indigenous People, the UN Charter had a provision in it for that applies to our people. Definitely we need to expound on those things. I greatly appreciate you for reminding us, giving us that wonderful reminder to spread that news, spread that knowledge. Independence, if you don't understand it, then how can you express it? It's so important. Okay, any other callers or comments?
DeBrino.
Yes.
I want to ask a question. When they brought down the seventh calamity, the so-called the little big one, how many nations was there that joined to bring them down?
Three.
So, when I asked that question, I was just trying with the, So, why I asked that question is that how the sister gentleman was saying that when she came back and said that the people joined together and stopped stores and restaurants like that. And what it's saying that when the three nations joined together, you see how powerful they were to bring down the enemy. So what I'm saying is that we could be the same powerful forces to join together and fight together and as one voice and one nation up.
Yeah, all the different nations, they had, they had Cheyenne, the Arapaho, and the Lakota, and they all came together, and they defeated the 7th Cavalry in a matter of 10, 15 minutes. The Hollywood makes it this big battle. It was a short skirmish. It didn't take long. But like you said, when the people stand together, work together, move together, these different nations came together like three arrows in a bundle. Not easy to break. Whereas one, easy to break. So another very fine point that we found upon is that unity of the heart. So we must re-embrace each other as relatives and honor each other no matter what nation you came from in order to move forward and get things down, which applies for one Indian and applies for all Indians. It's good for one indigenous nation, it's good for all Indians. We had a court case of a state not wanting to recognize an indigenous hunting license, a tribal hunt license. And under Supreme Court case, Judge Noel Fox said that the Indians had a right to fish and hunt for free. The United States Supreme Court case. So if that applied to one tribe, one Indian, it would be for all Indians. So we have to move in that fashion so that we can achieve these goals. Any other comments? Next caller.
Yeah, this is Rachel. Is there any way somebody can make copies of that and, like, mail me a copy of those?
Sure, we definitely can mail you a copy of those.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll call you after the show, get your address, and get that mailed out to you right away. And anybody else, you can Google American Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People. It's a 22-page document. You can download that off the internet and print it. Then there's the UNDRIP, the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People. Download that and print it. Because it's there for you. It was made for you and other indigenous nations who had a hand in putting it together, all together. So, and it pertains to us, you know, our rights. Any states in there, you know, where states have to help us, and fortunate for us, the United States has signed both of those documents. So, therefore, they're in agreement with that. This is you know, so many international treaties that protect the rights of indigenous people, agreed upon by many nations. The UNDRIP was signed by 144 nations. It's 142, something like that, who agreed upon the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of the Indigenous People. So, we wish for all our people to try to get a hold of that. We can mail you a hard copy, or you can download it and print it, or you can go to print centers and print them out, you know, somewhere where they print out those things if you don't have your own printer and your system. But definitely need to educate on that. The International Covenant on Human Rights, all these things apply to us also. So, and once we know them and we apply them, then we can take use of those benefits. that are there for us. Any other comments on that subject? Rachel, definitely we can send you a copy. Writing, listen to the audience, we want to download it. The American Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People and the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People.
I appreciate it.
Very well. The Covenant on the International Covenant on Human Rights. And International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. Also, if you can download those, they are very informative also.
Yeah.
Go ahead, take the show. I need to step out of the studio for 1 second.
Okay. To my the listening audience, as you're saying, these are covenants that was especially the UN and the American Declaration of Rights of Indigenous. These are articles that will benefit us. Remember, we are indigenous Aboriginal people of the land. We predate the colonialism. Our ancestors was here. So, like I was stating before, we have the right, not only the right, we have the authority to demand our rights, you know, because they think that we don't have any rights, because that's why they always put their foot on our neck, because we don't demand what is due to us. So once we start demanding what's due to us and showing that we will stand up and fight for our rights, I'm not saying that we have to be violent, physical, or take guns, go after people. What I'm saying is that we stand up with a voice and unite as one and tell these people we're not taking your stuff anymore. Enough is enough. And with these political rights that you have, the state must work to these rights that they must protect you. You know, and also not only protect you, but give you certain things that is your right. So if you do not persist and want these things, you will never get them. You know, so we must stand up and unite as one and show these people that we are a force to reckon with. And we're not going to take this stuff anymore. My thing is that, I'm put this way. I'm going to say me. I myself is not afraid of anything. I myself am not afraid to die, and I'm not afraid to speak out for injustice because I hate injustice. And I believe, I believe to stand up for injustice, I would rather die to fight for a cause of injustice than to stand back on the side and see injustice done to people. That's just my take. So, with that said, does anybody else, callers, have any take on that?
Yeah, this is Geraldine again. I look at the situation, too. When you start to build something to go up against your enemy, you got to make sure that whoever's walking with you is with you, because you got a lot of people that are infiltrators. They'll be in there pretending to be with you, and they're not with you. They just want to find out what's going on so they can let the enemy know what our steps are. So when you keep things tight amongst yourselves with the two people that can make it happen, you'll get a lot further. But here comes another person that wants to be, I would say, the agitator. Even though he's just like you, he's not satisfied with what you're trying to do, but he's going to try to stir up everything so that people can't understand what the heck is going on. So that's why you have to have some, you have to have some strong people to stand with you that understand everything that's going on and do it in the right way. Like you say, you can't be an agitator if you're trying to get something done because people's not going to listen to you.
That is so true. You know, you spoke the real words of wisdom. And that's why it's really recommended that you spend, that you, what you call, what we call an inner circle. An inner circle means that these are the people that you trust. You know, you're willing, you trust these people with your life. They will fight for you to the death. So you build an inner circle for the people that you trust. You know they're not going to betray you. Then you will have an outer guard, which, you know, these other people are not going to join you. But at the same time, you're still going to have to keep an eye on them, make sure, you know. Right, they're always going to be infiltrators and trying to bring you down. But the main thing is that you got to be very aware, very leery of those, you know, that's going to come into your rank. That's why you got to have the majority of your inner circle, the people that you're willing to trust. And then, you know, and you can see the people you trust will do more for you than the people who want to be outside your circle.
Right. So true.
So any other callers have any other to voice their opinion, their concern, or concerning this topic? Because, like I said, this is your show.
Salaam alaikum. Salaam
alaikum,
brother Ali. Salaam alaikum. Brother Ali, yeah. Yes, I just want to touch bases on you and the lady just spoke. I agree that we have to have that sort of what you would call, I guess, emptying out the trash, possibly, a good way of expressing. Because if you don't, like she said, what will happen is that you get these people in here and they'll disrupt, you know, what you're trying to build on and cause fitna, which we understand that to be confusion into the mix, so to give way to the enemy so that you won't be able to progress just like she expressed. And again, like she said, you have to have someone that's strong and loyal. When you find these people, no matter what their situation issues are, if they are standing firm and they have demonstrated that they have stood firm and standing firm for, you know, the indigenous cause, these are the people that we need to latch on to and try to pull and keep them close. Simply because if you don't, then you'll find out that those ones, just like it was said about the prophet, how he would want to go and, you know, basically cater to the people that have royalty opposed to the common people. And it was instructed that, no, this is something you don't do. You get those people that are loyal to you and try to stand for your cause. And that's how we have to operate as indigenous people. I just want to share that. I do agree with that, and that's all I like to say.
We know that throughout history that we have people betray our own people. You can look, you can just read a history book and go through things and see how people, you know, form certain groups and certain things, and that other people came in and just destroyed it. You know, just destroyed it because it's trade, and they work for the government. You know, the CIA and whatever people they work for. And like you say, the infiltrators and the spies and everything else. So you say, like you said, we don't need them type. Well, they're going to be there. But we also, like you say, we just form a base. And that with the people that we trust and we know and unite. And, you know, we know they're going to be there. We know they're going to try to infiltrate us. But as a group, we must be strong enough to withstand that filtration and keep moving forward. You know, we know that the government don't like us, and we know for a fact they don't like us. They don't like what we do, what we're trying to do. But hey, enough is enough. We just gotta, you know, unite and just keep moving forward. You know, and just don't. You know, it's a saying that you may fall, but the key is: are you gonna stay down there, or you gonna get up and try again, or are you just gonna stay on the ground and don't care? So I'm saying is that if you fall, just like a baby, what do? When he's trying to walk, he wobbles, he falls, but do he stay? No, he keep getting up until eventually he start walking. And that's what we have to do. We might have to take baby steps, but eventually we get to the goal that we need to get to. all, does anybody else have any input on this topic of self-determination and independence? I keep hearing it, the same thing they say. This show is for us to voice our concern, what's bothering us. It's not just only, the inner city also has a lot of drug-infested problems, the tribal council is just like the city council. The majority of them don't really care about it, they just want a paycheck. And so, but we know that we elected these people, or so-called elected these people, to have a service for us, and they're supposed to do their job to serve us. They're supposed to give us, good housing, clean water, and whatever our concern is, we tell them, and they're supposed to do what they're supposed to do. But the majority of these people are corrupt. They're not going to do anything. A lot of people are corrupt. And when you're in authority of something, what they say, that absolute corrupt. But we must demand our rights as a people, as an indigenous Aboriginal people. And only that we can demand our rights is be independent and self-determined. And that's the only way we're going to get this coming to us. If we keep depending on these people to do something for us, then this is what, 2020? Then you might wait until 2030. They don't care nothing for us. They might put a thing, they pretend to care about us. But you're going to look deep and look at your surroundings. Look at your surroundings. Look what's ahead. They know. When you have a 80% or 90% of unemployment, it's not designed. When you have alcohol, people that is alcoholics, drug infested, and self-worthy, it's not because it's designed. Everything that the government do is always a self-design. They plan ahead what they're going to do and how they're going to do it to people. And you look on the reservation, everything is designed what they did, drug infested, alcoholics, unemployed, high unemployment, and you look at, you see their tactics, the youth is the one, they tactic the younger people, the younger generation, because they know they are the future. So what's the way to cut off the future by attacking your young generation? Give them alcohol, a poisoning mind, which they can't think, give them drugs, which they can't think. So they know what they're doing, but it's up to us trying to reverse the tables on them. And start, trying to get the youth more involved in programs and trying to get and help them trying to get off of drugs and alcoholics. We can also form trying to get unemployment. On the reservation in the city, we can get together and form different types of groups of trying to combat unemployment. But this was what you must want to do this. No one can make no one do nothing if they don't want to do it. This is what you got. If you have this in your heart that you want to help people, all right, then this is what you want to do to help people. But another thing, people must want to be helped in order for you to help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're so right about that. The Washichu people tried to destroy our younger people, our reservation people, because they figure that if they can feed them drugs and alcohol where they can't learn and prosper in society and become a better person and learn what the government is about and the laws and stuff so they can conduct themselves right. They don't want them to get educated. They don't want them to go be smarter than the Washichu person, because Washichu hates that we even get educated and get smarter than them and learn about their system and how crooked they are and how they treat us. There's a lot of natives that are illiterate that can't read and don't understand what they read. And then he puts a piece of paper in front of you and say, sign this. This is what this is for. No, you're not going to make me sign anything if I can't read it first, because you're telling me a lie that's not on that paper. You know, you're saying it's all about this. You're telling me I got to read it because I'm not going to sign it, sign something that you're telling a lie about, and it's supposed to be okay.
You hit the nail right on the head. Because that's what I always tell people before they sign anything. You know, read and understand what you're reading, because you could be signing your life away. You don't just take a piece of paper and sign it. If you don't understand what you read and understand what's on that paper, you know. But, you know, so I had incidents one time. I can say when I was in the hospital, the doctor came to me and said, sign this paper. I said, I can't sign it until I read it. So she got kind of pissed at me. I said, I don't care. Until I understand what I'm reading, I got to sign it. I will sign it. Then after I read it and I understood what I was reading, then I signed the paper. But never sign nothing you don't understand, because you could be signing your life away.
That's so true.
Yeah. Like the literacy, you know, like you say, on the reservation, even out here in the so-called city, there's a lot of people that can't read, you know. And, you know, that's something that those who can read, you know, trying to get some type of program together and get them in that program and trying to teach them how to read, you know, because I don't think people don't want to walk around knowing that they can't read and be self-aware. I think a lot of people want to learn how to read, but they might have their self-pride. They might have self-pride. Say, if I tell people I can't read, they might laugh at me, make fun of me, you know, stuff like that. So when people like that, you got to show them some compassion and love and say, like, it's okay. Come on, you know, if you can't do this, I'm willing to help you, you know. No strings attached.
That's like my father taught me when I was young. He only went to the fifth grade. He never went no further than that. And he used to look at comic books and just look at the pictures. And I said, well, what's it about? He said, I can't read. He said, but a picture tell you a lot. He said, you see the whole story in that picture. And he taught me how to do that. When I was growing up through kindergarten and school, I used to get all the books that had pictures in it and just look at the pictures. That would tell me the story instead of trying to read it.
That's good, because remember the old saying, the picture's worth 1,000 words, you know, and that's true. When you look right, pictures do so like the Egyptian hieroglyphics. They didn't allow us to write down. They just wrote, they put it on, you know, images and stuff like that. And that's how you tell the stories. I'm quite sure a lot of people put down different things, the markings, and people knew how to tell the stories according to the markings and tradition, how they went through. You know, a lot of things not always going to be words, like you say, it's pictures, you know, and that can tell a story, you know, you tell your whole history of certain things. So people need to engage. I'm not a real good talker, so I need to engage and try to, you know, what is your concern? What is your, you know, what do you need, you know? This show is to try to get y'all to talk, so we can know what is your concern and what you need, and try to address the concerns and needs. And if we can, you know, help you in your concerns and needs. But we can't do neither or if you do not express what you need and what your concerns is. So we implore y'all to know to come on this show and talk, you know. Remember, it's an expression that no such thing as a bad answer, and no such thing as a dumb answer. Only thing that's dumb is when you don't ask the question. So everybody, remember, people might have a question to ask, but they feel that if they ask that question, it might be dumb. And You understand that same question that you might would ask somebody may be in somebody else's mind. So there's no such thing as a dumb question or a dumb question. Whatever question you ask, there's not going to be an answer to that question. But we never know if you don't ask the question. So with that said, people, back to self-determination and independence. As you know, if you look in the history of our ancestors, that we always had independence, and we all always were not. And you can look at our ancestors, that we were warriors. The majority of the people was not all society was warriors. Some were farmers and some were, but you know that, and then that not only that, we. The majority of our people took care of each other. What was the need that whatever you needed, they got for you, and they took care of the people. And that's one thing I know is lacking of society today, that we don't take care of our people. Though, you know, and I expressed on before, and the elderly people, we definitely know the majority still not take care of them. Like I was saying, you got to understand that when you was birth and you came out the womb, your mother, and you was a baby, you didn't have, you know, she took care of you when you was a baby. She changed your diaper, she fed you, she made sure you were safe, you know, and she made sure that everything was safe for you. But as she got, and as she grows up and they got older and older, then, you know, she couldn't take care, they can't take care of themselves, you know, sometimes you know, and as you get older, you know, you revert back to a different stage because the condition. So we as the people must take care of our elderly as they had taken care of us as we was young. You know, what is a kind word? You know, driving to the grocery store if they need grocery, you know, whatever it takes for us to help them, we need to do that, you know. But as I know, a lot of people getting away from that, and it's a sad situation that they are, you know. So, anybody has to find anything to say on this? With this said that we can look at the it is a thing that, you know, when you point the finger at somebody, it's 3 to 4 pointing back at you. And it's not about pointing the finger at somebody, it's about helping people. Compassionate, it's about the compassionate. And we know the youth, as we see them, they kind of I don't know, what can I say? A lot of them don't really have compassion for people. A lot of them, you know, we can say that majority of people, I instead of the we, you know. Hey, I got mine, you gotta get yours, you know, situation. Instead of the collective, as the individual, you know, but as you understand, the individual people, majority don't go very far. And it's also to say there's strength in numbers. The more numbers you get, the more strong you become. But as an individual, you can get picked off by your enemy and whoever might be coming at you. But if you know, if you collectively as a group of people, more likely that you can withstand a lot of things coming at you. It's like a house. You know, you can have a house of bricks, have a house of straws, you can have a house of wood, which is the strongest. Which will stand the wind more, the brick, the wood, or the straw. So, you know, so when you build that foundation and it can withstand majority of stuff throughout time, then that foundation is solid in its base. So, you know, your house of straws are going to blow in the wind when a strong wind blows away. It just flings out. Then your house made of wood is possibly going to fall down, and your house of bricks is going to stand vigilant, going to stand up more than the other two. So that's what we're trying to build as a unit, as a foundation that is strong and will not tumble, you know, will not tumble or crumble. So in order to build that, we must have trust in one another, and to gain the trust, you know, gain that trust with one another, you know, might take time, might not take time, but we must make an effort to do that. And make the effort means that all nations, all tribes and people, hopefully unite together and go to the UN. Maybe might not be maybe two or three people, but within that tribe to come and join our struggle, go to the UN and tell the people what our problem is, you know. And you'd be surprised what two to three people can do. Remember, every individual and everybody is worth something. You know, never down yourself that you don't count for nothing, but you do. Everybody counts for something in life. You know, and so that's, you know, so don't never put yourself down. You know, because you are someone and you're somebody. And one person can make a difference in somebody else. One person can make a difference in somebody's life. Because one person has changed laws, you know. So never underestimate the power you have. Because you can be stronger than you think you are. So my dear, listen.
Like,
you know, so with that said, anybody else have any feedback?
Yeah, I'm gonna jump in there with you for a minute. I'm back. I just wanted to touch on some things on the American Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People for our listening audience who are not familiar with it. It was adopted on the third plenary session held June 15, 2016. And the General Assembly recalling the contents of Resolution AG, Resolution 2867, draft American Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People, as well as the previous resolutions on this issue. Recalling also the Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People in the Americas document, AG/December 1979, which reaffirms the progress in promoting effective protection and protecting the rights of Indigenous people of the Americas is a priority for the Organization of American States. Recognizing the valuable support provided by the member states, observer states, and organs, agencies, and entities of the Organization of the American States for the process wherewith working groups to prepare the draft of the American Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People, recognizing as well as the important participation of Indigenous people of the Americas in the process of preparing this document, and taking into account the significant contribution that Indigenous people of the Americas has made to humanity. Resolved to adopt the following draft, American Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People. The United States remains committed to addressing the urgent issues of concern to Indigenous people across the Americas, including combating social discrimination against Indigenous people, and Canada reiterates its commitment to renewed relationship with its Indigenous people. Based on recognition of rights, respect, cooperation, and partnership, Canada is now fully engaged. And there, this is in the preamble, and it's like two pages long. And I'm going to jump fast forward over to the articles. This is just saying in the preamble that the universities, the states, and so forth, they recognize and they have encouraged and they recall that everyone is moving in the direction that it's agreed that the Indigenous people have these unalienable rights and they must be protected. And they all have all these governments and all these states in America has signed this agreement collectively, and it's being implemented. It says Article 1, Number 1, the American Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People applies to Indigenous people of the Americas. Self-identification as Indigenous peoples will be the fundamental criteria for determining to whom this declaration applies. The state shall respect the right to self-identification as Indigenous individual or individually or collectively, in keeping with the practices and institutions of each Indigenous people. Article 2, the states recognize and respect the multicultural and multilingual character of Indigenous peoples who are the integral part of their society. Article 3, Indigenous people have the right to self-determination. By their virtue of that right, they freely determine their political status and freely pursue their economic, social, and cultural development. Article 4, nothing in this declaration may be interpreted as implying for any state, people, group, or person, or any right to change any activity to perform in any act contrary to the Charter of the Organization of American States and the Charter of the United Nations, or construed as authorizing, encouraging any action which should be dismember or impair totally in part or territorial integrity of the political unity of a sovereign independent state. Section 2, human rights and collective rights. So this declaration is addressing a whole lot of those issues which are concerning our people. And we have a right to our language, our culture, our families, health, our own medicine, our own way of healing, our own practices, our right to autonomy or self-government, rights of association, assembly, of freedom, expression, freedom of thought and expression, right to protection of a healthy environment, indigenous law and jurisdiction. The indigenous laws and legal systems shall be recognized and respected by the national, regional, and international legal systems. So they recognize that we have our own law system, and is recognized from the international, state, county, whoever. And contributions of the indigenous people and the legal organizational system, treaties, agreements, and other constructive arrangements. So it gets pretty in-depth here. And as Brother Oyate stated, we'll go over a few of these points of this and the other documentation pertaining to independence and self-determination. And we encourage our listening audience to download these documents, print them out, and become familiar with them, where you can articulate them. Why? Because they're structured and made for you. And under that independent structure, you have a right to express these rights, which the other nations are agreeing, and all the American nations are agreeing that these are the first people and they have these rights, and we can't take these rights from them. Realizing, not coming out saying, hey, folks, we made a major mistake. We need to turn it around. These people got a right to do their own thing. So, in short, that's pretty much what that's saying. But they have done so much damage to our people that we have to rebuild. We have to restructure, re-educate our people. We have to heal our young people and reestablish our ties and our kinships and our institutions so that we may be able to heal some of those wounds and move forward. So back to you,
Yes. Did you see Chinookwa trying to get on? Because he just called me. I couldn't answer the phone. Do you see him?
He's calling in now. Go ahead, take the studio.
Jabril?
Take his call, yeah.
I don't mean to interrupt you, sweetie. Truth's trying to get in. Can somebody three-way him in?
Okay, 1 second, I'll get it.
Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but he's trying to get in. I don't know how to three-way, so can one of y'all three-way him in?
Still on here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to say something on the rights of indigenous people. I know about that. I've read it. And my perception of that thing is that it's kind of placating. And it's directed towards the recognized tribes. It's not really geared for independence. It kind of gives you almost the perception that it's towards that, or almost. You know, it's a good thing for recognized tribes people that have no other alternative. But for the Lakota, it's not good enough. I'm sorry to say, but the rights of indigenous people just doesn't go far enough. I mean, we need our total independence, people. Got to have control over all your territory. Make your own laws for this whole territory. You got to control your economic base, your revenue, and everything. It's about more than just Declaration of Rights for Indigenous People. And that's my perception. Back to you guys.
Can I say something about that, Olate?
What did you say again?
Can I respond to Olate right there?
Sure you can.
That was in the beginning when the white man came over here. All the Native Nations had was what he talked about. Not by their understanding, controlling their economics, resources, but they were already doing that. And that white man took that away from them. And that's got to be reminded when you read that and those rights that the Native people already had that structure. Maybe not in the same way that a white man looked at his way, but it was still there. And they destroyed that. So that is owed back to our people to go back and retain that way of independence if that's what they choose. So right there, that one, what Oate read, is what you can use against them. You took away our structure of our own self-governing in the beginning because you wanted us civilized and functioning your way, even though we were doing that in our way over here, and you destroyed that. This is due back to us. If we want to go back over here and claim that way of independence again, it's odious, and you can't come over here and send your military in or your marshals or stuff because we had that to begin with. We are claiming that back that you took away from us. And that's the only thing I've got to interject right there.
Let me jump in here. I mean, just Chinupa, man. I'm trying to get on. I called. You guys ain't paying attention to the board. So let me jump in here, man, at the discretion of what this young lady, Deb Rachel, is talking about. Listen, folks, all of you. Okay. Let's say to you, okay, let's say to you, grand money, mecha, wona kogna le, wola kote chetke nozite. Natona wuch isya, wola kote he olus pab hanta. Pia iuk son was, ake suta olus bokte hanta. Mila hanska tka wop, hekitoni heksus e, inu moyakips, ni nila kota bhanta. Wo yuk chunky lena lechus ya pasno hokte. Nechu he taku e prekile, wo suta he yanke. E honey hexus e uchi makana, wakat hanka tuchi mane tuki, hena e honey e chupi. E hako yate, tat hako yate, wambre oate, nesinte saplo yate, hena atia e chupi. Wo lak hote chekia. So wamp in a taku leno kit hops niki not only nu moyakitni. Taku lena walab hunter. Ho hetaha nazula ni koki kiktak te na etaha wa bleze ki le iki ni koki ogna hechus e wa agla kokte. Now I'm going to turn back into English real quick. Can you guys hear me out there?
We hear you.
Okay, now listen to this carefully, what I just said in the language, okay? When you engage in human rights and the philosophical standards that belong to people from an independent structure, okay, if you don't have language, you lose. If you recite on paper, you lose. In the white world, remember, Eisenhower and all them sons of bitches created this United Nations, this format, okay? But it was different countries that coined it to give people a voice to express their popular opinion from a political standard. If you don't know what that means, everyone needs to shut up and listen, okay? I'm going to say that because you all talk too much. The problem, what goes on in the Indian country, and I'm going to say it again, and I don't know why you guys keep going back into it. If you have an Indian lady down south crying around because nobody wants to help her, what is she really doing? If you have an Indian man crying around up north, in the northern region, what's he doing? Why is he crying around? If you have another native woman in the eastern part of the country and she's crying around, what is she really doing? And then you have another man on the western part of the country in the States and he's crying around, what are they really crying for? The problem is, listen, folks, this is where it gets detrimental. It's called sociological deformatory created by white race. White people, okay? So the reason why we're in this predicament using English to describe this shit, all you damn Indians, and I'm going to say damn Indians to all of you, half-breed and full-blood, you sons of bitches need to wake up and really look at what the enemy's doing. When they devour people, they do it this way. And the problem with it, take a look at our black people. Take a good look at our black people. They have no name. They had a language. They took that from them. That's a pure taste of ethnic cleansing right there. God damn. So here you are. You want to describe different pronunciations through these illustrations of what the Vienna Convention had done and through all these, you know, human rights declarations that were implemented on paper. They'll never go anywhere because all of you can talk about it, but you don't exercise it. But the Strong Heart Warrior Society exercises it on a daily basis. We have to put the effing blame on the white race. The white race. The white race. Again, the white race. If we don't blame him, nothing is going to get done. We're not going to solve the problem. Just because he looks white and sounds white don't mean he's white. That man's a devil. He's a devil. And again, he's a devil in true form. That's why he believes in incarceration. You're all incarcerated, all of you. Don't say you ain't. You're living in a home to lock the door, get in and out. That's a prison. So the mindset deludes your thinking ability to have a connection with your heart, and you keep running. Man, stay the fuck home and help your people, man, like Strongheart's doing it. We do it every day, every second, every moment. And we're trying to help you all get out of dormancy. My God. Yesterday was a good example. I and my son took donations to Pine Ridge, okay? And we're on the verge of helping the India people take care of their yard. We were mowing it and taking care of them. They, too, need help. Remember that sickness, this COVID-19, they use that as a plague in their country to wipe them out. Think about it. The enemy is the white race, which is the devil himself. He is the devil. He is the devil. The white man is the devil. And until we acknowledge him, we're never going to ever have a voice in the United Nations cabinet of a working body. We'll never. That's why I said we need to take it to world leaders. And we're going to sit there and talk about the draft declaration on human rights. I could care less about that. There's specific entities and wording that we put there in that book and in that little pamphlet, okay? We did it. I'm one of them through the identification. I'm one of the guys. I know. I was there. You ask Georgia Passarelli. She's the leading officer on the human rights spectrum. I have their flag. This is how much knowledge I know about them. because it's the word of mouth. In the United Nations, you have to have language. If you ever been there, it's called language. I've been there. I've done that. And I know what the hell I'm saying while I'm living it today. And the hard part is we keep philosophically declining ourselves. And, you know, we have to, look, here's a good example. The buffalo are still talking Lakota to this day. The elk are still communicating with the buffalo in the same type of parentheses of a language that they only know, the four-legged and winged creatures. Well, that was the way with two-legged, us guys, and all these other tribes. Now, when you look at my black people, and I'm calling them my black people because they're mine. They're in my country. I don't own them, but I have to defend them through principle, okay? Because this black man was from a nomadic structure in his country. Because I've been to Zimbabwe, I've been to South Africa, and I've been to Kenya. And my sisters invited me over there. So I went, and it was a beautiful experience. Now, I tell you right now, folks, I didn't want to come back. But this is my home. This is my country. This is mine. This is mine. But I had to come home. But seeing my people over there still living off their land, struggling to maintain, because everybody thinks poverty is bad over there. No, it ain't. Leave them alone. The white man wants everybody to adapt to colonial parentheses. In other words, colonial policies in practice. When you do that, you kill the human race. And they're doing that to animals right now as we're talking. They're putting animals in that predicament. Take a look at it. Just beginning of the month, on 4th of July, this so-called Independence Day, the celebration of these white people in our country. A grandma named Charlotte Walking Bull asked for help to present a blanket to Satya Stone, this activist dude. They were looking for activist people to get up and step up and challenge them. But none of these so-called activists, you know, sellouts, could step up and help a grandma. A grandma, an Unchi, okay, a grandma, my older sister. So she took the time and energy. I'm going to get a hold of somebody. I'll get Chinupa involved. The minute she gives me that phone call to do it, I do it. I drop everything I do and do it because I love my people, my elders and children. God dang. And Sasha Stone, let my understanding be known in the public. It's out there. And yet you people still don't get it. You still want to read paper. Don't read the paper. If that's what you want to do, then take the Bible and read it and be done with it. Because sociological disformatory is always going to be here until you put the blame on the white race. The great mystery is already blaming them, guys. So is Mother Earth. They need help from us. They need help from us, two-legged. Come on. And we're not doing that. We're too busy in video games and making videos for sex appeal for the white man. We're doing all that for him, but yet we're not doing shit for ourselves. You know it, and I know it. And so when you lock yourself back up, go ahead. Don't say I didn't warn you, because you know you're going to do that. Go to your house and put your key in, get in. That's what they love. They love incarceration, and your heart and mind is, your body's incarcerated. So you're saying with your language. So I'm going to rest my case with that because we're coming down to the bottom of the hour. And I apologize for coming in late. Like I said, I've been helping my India people, my little brother Harsh and his family. And this is what it's about. My son can tell you that too. We help them. See? I try to engage my son in seeing things from a more independent structure. And as long as we're not going to put language first and really use it from the heart and brain, then we'll never, ever represent ourselves. Don't forget, our elders didn't read parentheses in paper. That's all in the head. All these military men did that. My grandpa used to tell me that. He was in the First World War. My grandpa. Roy Stanislaus Martin. Chante Ohiti Kawichasa. My grandfather. So I'm going to turn it back over. You guys got my passion going. Back to you all.
Oh, yeah, that's what we like to hear, your passion. Thank you for that resume. like when you come on the show. You get everybody fired up. Appreciate it. Yeah, that's what we touched on earlier, that how important language and holding the culture, the language, and so forth is. It's got to come from the heart, sure. But a lot of our people have been so indoctrinated to this thing, a lot of us don't know what's going on. So it's a learning process.
Well, I'll be honest with you. That's not our fault. It's our people's fault. They like that. They like preconditioned. They sure do. Think about it. There are little kids out there that are struggling to get away from it. I remember one of my grandsons out there. Matter of fact, it was one of your daughters, his boy. I gave him a bat and a glove. And my little brother Jabril told me, man, that little guy carried that bat and glove around like it was honorable to him. You see, that's the spirit of freedom that little guy was doing. He was demonstrating what his grandpa gave him. A bat and a glove. What does that tell you, folks? You see, the honorable thing, I recognized him as a child. To give him something no one else could give him. No one acknowledged him, is what I'm saying. Now I learned that he's a big boy. Past 6 feet tall. Big, big boy. Somebody making noise again, man. Throw your keys away or cut your battery. Anyway, we're down to the last minutes of your deal, so I'm going to get off the phone and show, and I'll call you back, Gabriel. I got some stuff I got to do here. I just had to jump on there, man, give you guys a sense of reality. If you don't get fired up and blame the white man, then the white man's going to keep doing you. Thank you all, and I'll see you all next week again. Hopefully I'll have more of a stronger heart again in the same page, but I'm dealing with a lot of crap out this way in the Midwest because of all these guys screaming and crying, but yet they can fix it. It's right in their midst, but they're afraid to because they're either high on marijuana or street paraphernalia like methamphetamine or pharmaceutical pills like Oxycontin, Demerol, and hydrocortisone. You all know you're doing that, too. All you Indians, you're all numb. Got no heart to wake up, man. The brain. The brain can think free. But I'll turn it all back to you, man. Good night. Good show. Love you all. Thank you. Aho.
Aho.
Well, we got a 7-foot Chinooka Blue Hot Money tonight, folks. I love it when Chinooka comes on. Yeah, such a high energy personality. Comes from abstract angle and hit you with the truth. So thank you there, Chinooka, for coming on the show and expressing your virtues and that enunciation. As we come down to